Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Sophia Jones. We're going to be talking about the Carbon County Food Bank, a service which I think is doing great things for the area. So Sophia, thank you for taking the time to come sit down with us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much, Aiden, for taking the time with me.
So looking at it, food banks in Utah, they get food from a variety of different sources. You know, I was looking at it earlier today, 43% commercial donations, 32% grocery rescue. Now, can you just kind of explain a little what grocery rescue is?
Oh, absolutely. So we have a couple of different stores in our community that save groceries that may have gone a little bit past, and we go and pick them up, something that they wouldn't be willing to sell in the store, but something that's absolutely still good. And we go and pick them up Monday through Thursday. And we use that in our Carbon County Food Bank for our clients.
And then 11% comes from government commodities, 7% local commercial donations, 3% food drives, and 4% is purchased food. Now, where does this food go for people who might be, they don't necessarily know how the food bank process works?
Oh, absolutely. So when we get donations, we take them in and we do our very best to check all of the dates on everything that we get. And we sort it through in all the categories. And our food bank, actually in February, we got a brand new one on fairgrounds, in the fairgrounds. And it is a choice pantry. So people have the option to come in and shop for themselves for the food that they need or that they want. And it all goes stocked onto our shelves for our clients to come in and shop how they need or want.
And those choice pantries are just an incredible service that gets offered. Coming right from college to here, I relied pretty heavily on those. So it's just a great service that gets offered. And I feel like the main reason we're bringing you on is the food bank, it needs some volunteers because, you know, you're running a charity out there, and it's kind of hard to keep it staffed. And so volunteer work is one of those big things that really helps with it. So what kind of volunteer projects do you guys offer?
Oh, absolutely. So Tuesday through Thursday, the food bank is open from 12 to 2. And we have volunteers come in sometime in the morning to help stock shelves, to help clean. And then while we're open, our volunteers have the opportunity to help our clients with whatever shopping they need. And we really appreciate all the work that our volunteers do. It's truly amazing, and we wouldn't really be able to function without them. And that's why it's so critical that we have volunteers and to be able to help with all of the services that we provide for the community.
And if someone is looking to volunteer with the food bank, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you guys and set up that volunteer work?
So one option is they can absolutely drop into the food bank at any point at 252 Fairgrounds Road here in Price, Utah. You can call me at the food bank number 435-637-9232 or my desk phone 435-613-0021. And we usually do a short interview with our volunteers just to make sure that everything is going to align properly. But we have applications there at the food bank, and feel free to give a call and reach out to us. We'd love to hear from.
And just the volunteer work, that's something that, being back in the Castle Country area, that's something that really stands out about our local community, is everyone is really willing to step up and help each other. I mean, we see it all the time, you know, whether it be volunteer work like this or organizing drives to help people affected by personal and just citywide tragedy. So what you guys are doing is something that should be commended. And I feel like we need to be talking about this food bank more, because the services you guys are offering are just incredible.
Oh, and we really love providing the services. It's an absolute honor to be so involved with the community. And once again, we just really appreciate the volunteers. And we really are looking for anybody who wants to come and join and help serve the community. Even just a couple of hours a week really would make a huge difference.
Now, Sophia, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Absolutely. I just want to leave you guys with, we are such a community-based town, and, you know, just being able to help everybody is such an amazing opportunity, and we'd really love to be able to do that with you. So if anybody wants to reach out at becoming a volunteer at your local Carbon County Food Bank, go ahead and give us a call or stop by at any time. We'd really love it.
Well, Sophia, thank you again for taking the time to come interview with us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Sophia Jones. We were talking Carbon County Food Bank and volunteer work there. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.